Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of Hebrews 4:16, Praying for You. Today I'm going to be reading from Matthew 4, 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written, again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. As we read this scripture, we see that Satan was really just being annoying at this time. I really believe he was just being just a big pain. And he just kept, you know, I guess he believed because Jesus was, you know, God come in the flesh. He just felt like, you know what, he's flesh, he's man. I'm going to tempt him and he's going to do what I want. And Jesus just kept saying, "Look, you know that I am God, so just leave me alone. You know, you can't tempt me. Don't tempt God." And Satan just insisted and kept insisting and insisting until Jesus just said, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Jesus here declared who he was and that he was God and God alone. You know, we read in the Word in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We have another scripture that says, "For this reason, God exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under heaven, under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." And that's in Philippians 2:9-11. We will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess. This is how we know through the Word that Jesus is Lord, and he is powerful. He declares his power. He declares his lordship. You know, many times people doubt. I know I was at the mall today, and this girl came up to me, and I've seen them before, even at the shopping center, where these people come up to you And then they start, you know, telling you stuff about a misconstrued biblical doctrine that they're teaching, and talking about Mother God, and then you hear another group that talks about that Jesus was a prophet. I mean, God is God. The Word says who He is. Jesus is Lord. There is no God other than Him. He declares His glory. He declares His lordship. 1 Corinthians 8:6 says, there is but one God the Father, from whom all things, and we exist for Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through Him. There is no other God besides the Lord our God, besides Jesus Christ. You know, so don't let anybody sway you. Don't let anybody tell you that He is not Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. In John 10:30, it says that He and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. John 1:14, it tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And that is ESV version. But we should know, Revelations declares, 1:8, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Praise God. We cannot doubt who God is. We cannot doubt His power. We cannot doubt His lordship. In Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Praise God. Lord, we just thank You for Your glory. We thank You for Your power. We thank You for who You are. We thank You for being Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Great I Am, the Alpha and Omega. We thank You, God. We thank You for being our Savior. We thank You for being Majesty. We thank You, God, for there is none like You, O Lord. There is none like You. We glorify Your name, God. We thank You, God, for all that You've done. We thank You for creating the heavenlies, the universe. We thank You, Lord, for creating this earth. We thank You, Lord, for creating us, our lives, and giving us the breath of life, O God. We thank You, God, for You are mighty and powerful. We thank You for taking all things into Your hands, Lord. Even when we don't know what to do, God, Your power and Your might reigns, and You lead us and You direct us. You give us purpose, O God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. We thank You, God. We thank You, Lord, for Your dominion over all the earth, God. Even the trees praise You, the plants, everything, God. We just thank You, God. We thank You, O Emmanuel, Lord Jesus. We praise Your holy name. For there is none like You, God. And we declare Your glory. We declare Your glory and Your power. Hallelujah. That You are the Lord of Lords. And there is none other besides You, God. There is none other besides You. And we give You the glory and the honor, God. And we give You the praise. We thank You. We praise You. Lord, we ask, O God, even now, God, that You just continue to watch over us. Keep us under the hedge of Your protection. Watch over us as we sleep. Watch over us as we go through the day tomorrow. Keep us safe, O God. Keep the children safe, God. Keep the spouses safe, God. Keep our homes safe, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify Your name. We glorify You for continuing to giving continuing to give us the breath of life. We thank you for bringing us even into another season to worship your holy name, to worship your birth, O God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the things that we have and even the things that we don't have, because even then, Lord, you are teaching us, God, to just be happy with the things that we have and to be thankful for the things that we have, because we could have nothing. There are many people who are struggling, who are poor and in poverty, but they are even thankful just to have their life. There are people who have nothing but are thankful just for the fact that they can worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, we are just thankful for all that you have given us. We are thankful for all that you have done in our lives. We are thankful, God, for just keeping us day and night as we walk and as we talk. We thank you, God. We thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory, for there is none like you. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, even in our struggles, Lord, because we know even in our struggles, God, we are becoming wiser. We are becoming stronger, God. So we thank you, even in our struggles. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Hallelujah, we worship you. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And we give you the glory and the honor. Thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.